You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds gather at Jerusalem's Western Wall for a mass prayer to keep coronavirus at bay. According to local media, the prayer was an initiative of local rabbis and Jewish community leaders. John Zoe, a student from China, took part, saying it was a genuine act at a delicate time.
I want to come here to stand together with them and pray together. I really appreciate, because in this special time, some of the people, they are very sensitive with the virus. They are afraid of getting closer to Chinese people. But the rabbis, the Jewish people, they did not say no to China. So I think it's a very friendly action.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli citizens aboard a cruise ship under quarantine off Japan over the virus will be evacuated soon.
I want to thank the health minister that acted together with his team to bring the Israelis aboard the ship offshore Japan. Those who didn't catch the virus, they'll come to Israel and will be in quarantine. Those who caught the virus are staying there, as per the decision of Japan's government, and we have sent to them medical help. We'll continue doing what's needed and act in the national level to prevent and delay as best as possible the spread of the disease in Israel. Until now, thank God nothing was reported in Israel.
Meanwhile, a further 70 people on that ship, the Diamond Princess, have tested positive for coronavirus, bringing the total to 355. In Malaysia, an American passenger from a cruise ship docked in Cambodia tested positive for the virus, the second case in Kuala Lumpur. The 83-year-old woman who had been on board the MS Westerdam was the first of 1,455 passengers and 802 crew to test positive. It prompted Malaysian Prime Minister Wan Azia Wan Ismail to take drastic action.
Hujan ulangan COVID-19.
For the time being, the government will not allow any cruise ship that departed or transited at any port in China to enter Malaysia. Furthermore, the remaining passengers on the Westerdam cruise ship who are still in Cambodia are not allowed to enter Malaysia, taking into account that all those passengers were in close contact with the earlier positive case.
In Germany, citizens from China left quarantine on Sunday after showing no signs of the new virus. Army medic Sascha Schateiker confirmed the negative test results.
I went in with a team. We checked their temperatures again. I listened to their chests again to see if there were any abnormalities, checked their throats, if there were any red spots or any other signs of a flu, asked them how they were, and checked their lymph nodes one more time. All the things you check for when you have the flu.
Suffering, suffering.
In a stunning display of support, a Belgian pianist wrote a song called Chime of the Dawn Bells for Chinese people in their fight against the virus.
You may feel alone now.
Hello everyone, I am Jean-François Valjean from Belgium. My Chinese name is Shang Ma Long, and I want to tell you that we must keep away from virus, not from love. We have to fight against this virus, not against the people of China or Wuhan, and we have to admire those people who work in the hospitals.
The melody is infused with the sound of chime bells, a cultural symbol of Hubei's long history and rich culture. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.